This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Sometimes feeling better after a time when you've not felt well can remind you of things you need to pay more attention to in your life. I remember a couple of years ago during the winter, I felt awful physically. I doubled up on my vitamin C, drank plenty of fluids, including echinacea tea, but I was in low gear and getting lower. Finally, I gave in and went to the doctor, and after a couple of tests at the clinic, they told me I had the flu and strep throat both at the same time. Well, after they gave me a couple of quick injections, I left and went home and rested. That's exactly what I did for several days, and it was amazing. I mean, within 48 hours, I was feeling better. Within a week, well, I was back to my old self. Actually, I felt better than I did before because I had been tired and run down for several weeks preceding that illness. It was as if I had forgotten what it felt like to feel good. I mean, when I did feel better, it was like, why did I wait so long? In a strange kind of way, sometimes feeling better after feeling bad can remind us of some of those things we need to pay more attention to when we are feeling better. So, thinking back and learning from that experience as I approach winter and flu season, and you too, here's what I've learned that I need to be more mindful of today. Do you remember your mom and dad telling you to get plenty of rest? And then somewhere, either as a college student perhaps, or as a young parent of two, maybe colicky babies, you forgot about rest. I mean, you just kind of gave it up. And you've been abusing your body by not getting the proper amount of rest for quite some time. Now, I'm certainly not saying that every time we get sick, it's because of a lack of rest. And I'm painfully aware of diseases that people have that's not their fault and had nothing to do with lack of rest. But much of the time, that's been the case, at least for me in my life. According to Dr. Eric Olson of the Mayo Clinic, a lack of sleep can affect our immune systems. He says that studies have shown that people who don't get quality sleep or enough sleep are more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus, such as a common cold virus. Lack of sleep, he says, can also affect how fast you recover if you do get sick. During sleep, your immune system releases certain proteins, and those proteins help you fight infection. Sleep deprivation may decrease their production. So, in addition to that, you have infection-fighting antibodies and cells that are reduced during periods when you're not getting enough sleep. So that will increase your susceptibility to illness. And then long-term lack of sleep increases your risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Well, how much sleep do you need? The optimal amount for most adults is 7 to 8 hours. But I tell you, when I've gone for several days without proper sleep, sometimes I can sleep for 9 or 10 and feel so much better. Teenagers need about 10 hours sleep, 9 hours sleep. School-age children, 10 or more hours of sleep. As I think about it, coming home from the doctor with those orders to rest gave me official permission to take it easy. You know what that meant? I didn't feel guilty about snuggling up in a warm blanket, nestling in my favorite chair, and tuning in the TV and watching Andy Griffith reruns. And then I ate a bowl of hot cream of wheat. And of course, we couldn't do that on a regular basis. I mean, that would become the new normal and would become the classic couch potato, non-productive and probably out of work. That lifestyle would have unpleasant physical side effects as well. But that good feeling of sitting there and resting, that was such a relief. Here's what we need to remind ourselves of. Give yourself permission to rest. It's okay. Think of proper rest as, well, as a prescription from your doctor or therapist. None of those people that you have in your mind that you're thinking about in regard to a work schedule, say people that watch when you get to your office or when you leave and try to keep count of all that, none of those people are going to be there when your life is run down and you're not the wholesome person, the more complete person that you could have been if you had chosen to get more rest and take it easy when you're supposed to. So stop, just stop, and not only get the proper rest, but sleep as well. And in case you're wondering, it takes discipline and courage to do that. You have to be bold enough to not let other people make demands on you that are impractical. Physical and mental capabilities can only endure so much. You have to take care of yourself. And here's the important thing to remember. Taking care of yourself means you'll be better not just for yourself, but for others in your life as well. And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.